An ancient mystic once said, "He who splits a seed and finds nothing is failing to experience the spirit at the heart of everything." Brainchild, Episode 8, Shamelessly Precious.
Thought transference. Lock 8968721. Planet Earth to System A. Expeditionary Agent 019MHTX. She is a dancer. She dances naked for anyone who cares to pay a few dollars to watch. She is bound to exhibit neither fear for nor fear of her body. She must appear shameless. In a culture in which shame is a primary guiding restraint, this ability is a priceless commodity. Her presence is becoming very precious to me.
Jesus! That went straight through me! I didn't even feel a thing. Well, I must be in the union. Hey, lady! We're equity, right? I mean, we got rules, right?
You must tell me what makes Junk tick.
Tick, oh queen of vipers?
From whence does he draw his magical powers?
Well, if I knew, believe me, lady, I would tell you.
Tell me.
Oh, I'll tell you. Oh, okay, I will tell you. Ooh, talk about overacting.
Everybody thought you were having a heart attack the other night. Hey, looks like something bad's happening over there. Hope would kill me if she knew I was doing this. But hey, it's my private business, right?
Is this a business meeting?
I didn't mean it like that. It's nice here. I'm glad I came.
What do you usually do when you're not dancing?
Not much. Take long baths. What do you do?
At the moment, whatever I do leads up to watching you.
I suppose I'm very flattered.
Well, I'm not flattering you. I'm simply telling you the truth.
So, where do we go from here?
You'd like to go somewhere else?
I'm just trying to find out where we stand.
I'm happy to be able to look at you.
My face?
Whichever part of you you're willing to show me.
My feet? You should see my feet. I only hope they don't look like the rest of me at all. I guess it's all just what we've got, right? What we were given. That's what we have to work with. Do you like your feet?
I have to go now.
Did I say something wrong? Is it your feet?
I'd really like to thank you for coming. It meant a lot to me.
You haven't touched
you
your
stay. Finish your cappuccino. I'll see you tonight.
You know where to find me. Tired of looking, I guess.
Wasn't that guy Tepkis from the apartment building?
I believe that was.
Hey, there's no smoking in here, please.
Right.
You want a cappuccino?
Just regular will be fine.
They don't do regular. This is gourmet caffeine.
Anything that doesn't taste like it's just been dipped in something else.
This muffin tastes like wallpaper. Where am I anyway? This whole place looks like wallpaper.
I'll get you a house blend. Hey, you want a muffin?
First, we have to track the heartbeat.
That means overriding the whole system.
We are the system, remember?
I remember you saying that.
If you don't believe it, there's no way we can do it. We have to catch a wave from the past. They filter it through the zip drive. By the time it reaches us, it's no longer liquid at all. It becomes so unviable it can sustain itself forever.
They?
Okay, we. Us, you and me, we take responsibility, right?
So we have to unzip the zip drive. But that'll wash us right out into space.
That's what they want us to believe. Are you with me or not?
What does he keep in that casket? In the great hall of lurking shadows. I saw him, crouching over it, on his knees before it. He held something in his hand. What was it, minion?
I'm beginning to think she thinks I like this. Oh, man, I better think of something quick. It was a tooth, oh, profligacy.
A tooth?
In the casket. That's where he keeps his teeth. His tooth. Just one tooth. A magic tooth.
A magic tooth?
Hell knows. How the hell do I know? It could have been a tooth.
He spoke to it, caressed it, worshipped it, and feared it for what it meant to him. I never dreamed I would live to see the Prince of Terror afraid. Yet I saw it with my own eyes.
Hey, I told you what it was.
A tooth?
It's the tooth, old black diapered one. Which, would I lie to a woman in your position? Well, in my position?
Show me. Show me in the gallstones.
The gallstones? My gallstones? Wait, whose gallstones are these?
No gallstones that would lie through their teeth, you incompetent dribble.
Have I done this before? Is this kind of like my speciality?
No more gibberish!
You got it, girl. I throw these, right? Sort of a gypsy woman thing?
Maybe I was a gypsy woman in a previous life. Maybe Bo just been dreamed up by that same gypsy woman. Who the hell is this guttersnipe guy, man? Don't seem like no evolution to me. Hell, a duck got more brains.
Whoa! There we are! Cracks!
Look, Kerr!
No, hey, see? They're glowing. The gallbladders, they're glowing, man, see? Magic teeth, magic gall things.
Oh, baby, you was deep in the sauce, my man.
What do you see?
Some poor bladder's gallstones is glowing. I see a new world spinning. I see fields of green, clouds of white. I can hear the dawn say hello, and the night says good night. An age of women, I hear babies cry, watch them grow, and they'll learn much more than Bo ever know. And I think to myself, what a wonderful new world.
Don't toy with me.
No, wait. Just a minute. Just serious now. Just, okay. I see blood. Oh, more blood. Lots of blood. Oh, and lust. Lots of lust. Even more lust. Oh, listen, it's getting louder. Wait, I see. Man, am I really seeing this? Hey, it's coming through the door!
What's happening?
I felt something.
So did I. I think we've located the zip drive.
We may be signing our own death warrants, you know that.
We're already dead, Eric. That's what you don't understand. We're not losing anything that isn't already always there. That's the hardest thing to believe.
If you believe that, anything is possible.
This has been a Three Bridges audio experience. Brainchild, Episode 8. Written by Steve Bellwood. Directed by Gregor Barnum. Executive producer Teresa Langston. Audio engineer Joe Mango. featuring the voices of Craig Gilbert, Teresa Langston, Joe Mango, Josiah Rowe, Susan Sachs, and Michael Sayers. Soundings by Randy Parker. Produced at the Yale Broadcasting Studios in New Haven, Connecticut. Join us next time as sex begins to rear its seductive hindquarters, even as ignorance continues to triumph over innocence. Flagrant and Fleric strike a pact. Eric and Victoria aim to land on the earth, and Beau dreams he has a full head of teeth. Do, do, do.